though we struggle. Jah is the rule and protect of I and I life. Roman abroad. Come together, see some tribal wars and fight. Who knows better, not to better. A course of collective insight may not be exposed to education, but surely no far from right. African with African pride, fighting to attain our right. Want no more, setting up play for this nation to move forward. African with African pride.
To the Big Bap and Friends show. I am your host, Big Bap. Go ahead and get you a nice strong drink. Pull your lady close to you. Don't push her far tonight. Pull her close. Because what we're going to do tonight, you're going to want her to be close to you, all right? But welcome to the Wild Wednesday show, hump day, middle of the week, twerking like you mean it, you know. So this week has been a little challenging for many. So this show is going to do something that I don't do often, or we should do more often. Let me change that. But I want to focus a little bit on mental health. Not about business, not about brand, not about money. But I want it to become a normal part of human life to talk about mental health. We have gotten so far in life, we've gotten so far in society, but one of the things that I just feel like we keep lacking on, or we keep pushing to the back burner, is mental health. So every commercial break, every segue, every time we change and go into something different, we're going to talk about just quick tips as we go out on what we can do to help improve our mental health, because it's important. All right, so guys, without further ado, y'all know, let me go ahead and welcome your favorite female co-host. I got Lucy, a.k.a. Man, she got a lot of a.k.a.s, and I get yelled at when I don't get her a.k.a.s right, so we just going to bring her in the building and let her give it to you. Welcome, Luciana, in the building.
What's good? Yes, Luciana in the building. Let me stop. Okay, I ain't ratchet, y'all.
What's up, everybody? Oh, okay. Show some wholesome shit. So tell me, how your week
been?
Only
on Thursday. My week's been good. You know, I got a lot of work accomplished today. I'm proud of myself, you know?
I'm proud of you. Like, one of the things, you know, me and you talk, you know, talking about mental health, man, talk about what you did this week really to kind of, like, get your mental health back healthy. Because, like, you know, when we go through so much and we do so much, but we don't always focus on that. So what did you do this week for mental health awareness?
First off, for mental health, you know, I do my therapy on Mondays. So that's the first thing I did, was my therapy or whatever. And then, you know, I go for my walks, and then also went to the beach to kind of like woosah. Got up early, went to the beach to breathe and walk.
And You said something about, you know, you do therapy on Monday. And
yes.
Since you've been doing this, because, you know, I know a few of y'all that's doing this therapy together. Since you've been doing this therapy, like, what what's one significant thing that you've learned a little bit about yourself since doing this?
It is time to let go and grow. Let go and grow.
Hey, that's what's up. All right, guys, if you want to call into the show tonight, if you got anything that you want to add, remember, y'all can always hit us up at 563-999-3090. If you're listening to this, go ahead and go into the profile. You can create a profile on Blog Talk Radio. You can come in the chat room and you can chat with us. Or you can hit us up on all of our social media platforms. We got Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr. So we out there. Please get involved because we always love when you guys give us a little bit of insight. So, Helen, I don't know if you saw this, but they did an ABC special. ABC News did a special where they sat down and they had two panels. They had a panel of black women of all shades, mixed breeds, national cultures, and then they did a panel of men, same thing. Did you by chance get a chance to see that?
No. No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, let me shed a little light on this. So it was very interesting to see the panel because not only was it black men and black women having a conversation, but I like how they broke it down into two different parts, right? So part one was all women. You mm-hmm. had Angela Yee from The Breakfast Club. You had it was several women that was out there. I don't want to mess around and leave nobody out, so I ain't gonna say all the names. But I love the fact that with the women and with the men's panel that they had up there, there was absolutely no other people speaking. There was no white point of view. When the women were speaking, there was no male point of view. There was no outside distractions to take away from the conversation that these black people were wanting to have. And the show was called A Conversation with Black Women, and then the follow-up show was called A Conversation with Black Men. If you got a DVR or, if you got, anything where you can go back and watch things from streaming, I highly recommend that you watch it. And the thing that I loved about it is they have valid points, just like how we talked about on the show on Sunday, but they have valid points of issues that were specific to black and issues that were specific to women and men. So I think that's something that if you haven't had time to go watch it, you really should. And one of the things that I want to highlight, because, again, being a man, since, you didn't watch it as a woman, being a man, one of the things that I do want to talk about that they did was one of the biggest takeaways that I got from the black men's conversation was two things. One, they talked about the mental health and the need to get more mental health in the black community, but they talked about mental health education minus medicine for the youth.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that the men hit on that. And one of the men even went on to say that, because he's about my age, he said one of the biggest things that happened to him was when they initially put him on the medication when he was a youth, when he was going through therapy, he said that that it made him so lethargic that they didn't think that he was capable of doing schoolwork. And when his mother realized that that was affecting him in school, they were talking about holding him back the year that they put him on. Once they took him off of the medication, that following year, they were talking about promoting him to grade level because he was so smart and so gifted. So we have to be mindful. Yes, let's look at mental health. Let's look at depression. Let's look at anxiety. Let's look at speech impediments. Let's look at all the different things, but let's make sure that before we go throw our children on medication, let's make sure that we have other options than just being mm-hmm. on medication. I think, and Helen, and you can follow up because maybe as a man, maybe in my fear of just pharmaceuticals, maybe I could be misleading with this, but as a woman and as a mother, what is your thought and process with medication just being the forefront for mental health?
No, I don't. It shouldn't be a forefront, because when it comes to mental health, the problem is deeper than medication. That's something that needs to be broken down. Medicine don't heal all. It's not the answer to all. So they need to stop just trying to throw children on medication and just throw medication on people. Instead, deal with the real problem at hand. Whatever trauma, whatever pain, whatever it is that has them where they at, figure what that is out and go from there. Stop medicating. I know.
And the reason why I say that is because I don't just look at, the making it of it being lethargic, but the overall impact that, being on medications like that long term can have on, like, kidneys, heart,
okay,
different organs.
My he's not the youngest, but one of my younger brothers, since I'm the oldest, so he's the younger brother, but my younger brother, we finally found him the end of last year, and he was in one of those crazy places, I guess you could say. He was heavily medicated, heavily. So, mind you, we haven't seen him in, I want to say, 8-9 years. We've been looking for him forever. We finally found him. So we ended up, we got him to come home, and just seeing the state that the medicine put him in, he was legit like a zombie. He wasn't himself. He just very monotone, zombie-like state. It was hard to see him like that. You know what I'm saying? That's not what's needed. You need to get to the bottom of whatever the problems are.
One of the comments that we have back here in the background, it says, meds make most of us robotic and make us feel like we lost ourselves.
And that's exactly how he felt. Well, I would assume he felt, because that's how he seemed. You know what I'm saying? He seemed lost. He it took him forever to talk. He was very robotic, monotone, zombie state. And it was just, it was not, I hated seeing my little brother like that. I really hate to see him like that. It really crushed my heart.
Man, listen, we got to bring the Raspy Voice Gangster here, because I know he got an opinion on what we're talking about. So let's go ahead and get him in here. What it do, D in the building?
How you doing? I'm in the building. I got introduced to D in the building. What's going on?
But so we talked about mental health, and we're talking about not only the need for it in the community, but the effects that medicine has, like the use of medicine, especially in the Black community. I think we've over medicated and used it too much. Like, what's your take on medication with the mental health process? Is that something that should be brought to the forefront right away, or is that should be something that is looked at less and other therapeutic methods looked at?
It should be by case by case basis.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because, for me, I think that some people play the role, until they actually take them horse pills. And they really fuck them up. You know what I mean? It's not good. Not for everybody to be taking that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's why I'm not an advocate of none of the real drugs for children, you know what I mean? So,
and I just
get
think
to
like
the root cause.
For me, and I think when you're giving it to kids, because kids, like, you still got to go through puberty, you still got to go through adolescence growth, and I just don't think, like, the body, for me, I just feel like it's not already designed to handle a lot of pharmaceuticals. And so when you're putting a kid on this,
it's not supposed to take foreign objects.
Right. So I feel like when you're giving that to a kid,
if it wasn't here, if it wasn't already here, then that means you shouldn't be taking it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not an advocate of just throwing kids on medical marijuana and shit like that, but they just, there's certain things that they don't need, you know what I'm saying, at all, to be taken. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of kids, like, my son, I think he's going through a phase of, I want to say, of, how do you put that shit when, like, he feel like he's not attention grabbing. You know what I'm saying? He's right now, he's attention grabbing. And he's going through a phase of it, you know what I'm saying, because he has two twin brothers right behind him. So it's like, to him, it's like, yeah, it's most of the time it's cool, you know what I mean, you know what I mean. But then it'd be the point where he get to the point where he wants his one-on-one, but he can't get that. So that's what I mean, like, it's a case-by-case basis. I'll never put him on any drugs. You know what I'm saying? He's a six-year-old that's wild and rambunctious. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but yet again, he wants that natural love and special attention just for him. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. All right, guys, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. We're going to get into some other topics when we come out of this break. But if you have anything that you want to add to this, please go ahead and holler at us. You know how to hit us up, 563-999-3090, or you can hit us on our social media platforms. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
I'm coming down the streets, being on these hoes, switching lane to lane, shipping on 24s, got TVs everywhere, the purpose in the earth, plus I'm riding dirty, so you know that I don't care. I'm coming down the streets, being on these hoes, switching lane to lane, shipping on 24s, got TVs everywhere, the purpose in the earth, plus I'm riding dirty, so you know that I don't care.
I'm coming down the street, rolling and smoking droves, lunges at Mosley Park, big bodies and bike shows, but they can't fuck with mine, candy coated, apple red, touch a blend of screen, still in Paris, tilting, giving head, hey, while I was getting some head, I like to swerve, hit a curve, alphabet boys in the blue, say they protecting, they serve, watching me swerve on this turf, I put two shots in the air, big old spray, fresh fruit, no kush, nowhere, I got them big boy rims, on the big boy wheel, I rock them big boy chains, stacking big boy chill. 450 rocket, unlock it. My bass they punching like Rocky. Hit it, then I'm gone. Bring down your block, you can't stop
I'm coming
it.
Coming down the streets, being on these hoes, switching lane to lane, shivers in on 24s. Got TVs everywhere, the purpose in the earth. Plus I'm riding dirty, so you know that I don't care. I'm coming down the streets, being on these hoes. Tremendous knowledge, getting a pie on 26 system, bitches defending when I thought. Yeah, I got that drop, but Jackers got that Glock. Go through when I see big boom, cause you know I gotta get that guap. I'm Simpson Road, shawty, in a Simpson Road Chevy spray, Simpson Road green, like the streets I knew, you feel me? 454 motor under the hood, you know I'm riding, pounding traction when I'm matching wheels, smoking rubber burning. You don't wanna race, my nigga, don't you try, your pipes don't so loud. But my engine oh so quiet. You know I'm in a big boy kit with that flip-flop chameleon. Diamonds and the sunshine ain't got my kind of bag climbing down the streets.
Big Bap and Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature solutions. Consultant perks, wholesale and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com.
Black history is world history. Tonight we have former heavyweight champion Joe Louis. He is widely regarded as one of the greatest boxers of all time, but did you know that he was also an avid golfer who was integral in the game of golf? In 1952, Lewis was invited to play as an amateur in the San Diego Open, making him the first African-American to participate in the PGA Tour event. At the time, 9 Caucasians were barred from PGA membership, but Lewis' celebrity status pushed the PGA of America to amend their bylaws, paving the way for future African-American professional golfers. Passionate about supporting African-Americans in the industry, Lewis went on to financially back many up-and-coming professional golfers. He was also instrumental in the launch of the nonprofit The First Tee, aimed at introducing golf to underprivileged children.
Oh, so y'all just going to bring out the brown bomb on us like that. Now, people don't know, like, listen, and I love Joe Lewis, like, because Joe Lewis actually, he died 15 days before I was born. But when I tell you, that man, just the legacy of what he did in boxing and the civil rights period, like, a lot, he don't get the just do that he should be talked about. I mean, like, we talk about him as a boxer. The Brown Bomber was a beast. But he did a lot of things with the money that he made and earned over the years. He did a lot of things for civil rights and black up-and-coming, not only sports and athletes, but a lot of writers also benefited from Joe Lewis. So shout-out to Joe Lewis, man.
Shout-out to him.
All right, so I didn't know the production manager was picking him, but since we're talking about sports, I want to turn our attention to a topic that has been happening in sports, and I think that this is important to also talk about in the general public workspace. So one of the things that they've been talking about is the hiring practices of black leadership and executives in the workplace. So in sports, you're talking about general managers, head coaches, executive VPs and things of that nature, but that also takes place in the workplace. And so what if anything, do y'all see being some of the biggest mishaps or mispractices of black folks getting proper hiring when it comes to those types of higher positions in corporate America and in sports?
I can't tell you what it is, you know what I mean? It's just the old way of thinking, you know what I'm saying? And is most of the time is, I can't just say, you know, black and white folks always get the job, because most of the time, as you know what I'm saying, at that time when we worked together, it was who you know or who you blow. So,
damn.
I hate to disagree with
them,
but I can't.
But you know what I'm saying? That's basically most of the time that's what it be. You know what I mean? Not to say like, oh, that person isn't qualified. Sometimes the people be qualified, but they just not. You know what I'm saying? It ain't their turn. You know what I'm saying? I got 3, 4, 5 more months in the same position above you, why am I getting looked over? You know what I'm saying? Just because after work, y'all go over to the local bar and do happy hour, and I'll just be like, nah, fuck that. I'm not with that. That's what it be.
You know, and it's funny because, you know, I went to college in 2010, and one of the books I remember vividly, and because we did a case study conversation about this topic, and you know, when you look at diversity in the workplace, right? So over 60%, and this is America, this isn't around the world, but in America, and this is a 2010 statistic, and I don't know if it's gotten better or worse, so we need to get updated numbers, but in 2010. In the scholarly book, this is scholarly. This isn't like backdoor shit. Scholarly book says 60% of all people hired in the workplace are from personal hire, meaning a friend of a friend or.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it be. That's what you know.
And so, mm-hmm. So if you take that number into retrospect, if that's what we're looking at as the friend of a friend of, you know, an executive hire, then that goes to tell you if we got 13 executives in this firm, we're not going to pick out on any business. We're just going to call it a firm. We're just going to stay neutral here. If you got 13 executives in the firm, and of the 13 executives, you got two what we call qualified minorities, probably one being a woman of some kind, and then the other person being a person of color, that's still 11 people in the company that is predominantly either white or white male, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we're looking at 60% of those hires being hired from that category of coming in, what you have to realize is majority of those people are friends and families of those hires. So we're already behind the power curve going into it. And that's why I said I like that, you know, businesses came up with the different laws. I look at when they came up with affirmative action, and I understand the principle behind what they're doing. But to me, I don't believe principle is enough to overcome the disparity that we see in the hiring practices, especially when we're looking at hiring.
But you can't just go with it just on the white side, because if we do it for a black business, it's the same way.
Right, but
you might get a good look, but you already know, you know what I'm saying? You already know where you're going.
Yeah. But you know, it's sad, and this is why I do encourage, you know, entrepreneurship for so many blacks to begin to grow businesses back inside of our community, so we can see our people getting that equal fair share. Because I'll give you a perfect example. We came back from Dubai, Iraq, you know, government contracting, military career, and just to walk into the VA, you know, they told me that in order for me to even get hired, that I had to either apply to be a janitor or to be a, it was either be housekeeping or be a escort. And I looked at the HR person at the time, and I said, with all the experience that I have on my resume, you know what the lady looked at me and told me? She said, ain't no directors or supervisors in here going to hire you right off the bat. Now she wouldn't say race, but she did look at me and say that nobody was gonna hire me right off the bat.
That's nuts.
And that's the word I used when I said it. It was nuts. And it was funny because I ended up applying and getting in, but it's just a matter of we have to start looking at what we can do in corporate America. So here's my follow-up question then. How can we do for our voices to be heard in corporate America? Like what are our avenues to getting our voices heard at a higher point in corporate America?
Listen, man, don't be too outspoken, man. Let your work speak for it. And also on the flip side of that is when those positions come up, man, apply for all them shit. Apply for all them. You know what I mean? Just to get your name, like, yo, who is this guy? Who is this person? You know what I mean? Not this guy, but you know what I'm saying? Who is this person? Why do this person keep thinking that they're qualified for this? You know what I'm saying? And then when they bring you in there, then you got to show up and show out.
I was a believer in that. So, Helen, let me ask you a question. When we're looking at this, who are allies in the business world and the business and in the community? Who are our allies that can really help perpetuate this going forward, though?
Who are our allies? Ooh, chair. You could go to your community leaders depending on if you know them or not. It's like Dwayne said earlier, it all depends on who you know, to be real. If you don't know nobody, then shit. You ain't got no chance.
And I agree with that. And you know, and like I tell people all the time, we've heard that there's progress when it comes to diversity in the workplace. But like I tell people, I want to fast forward diversity. All right, guys, we're gonna take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
At the count of three, I want everybody in the place to be to make some noise if you're down with me. 1, 2, 3. Hit me with the horn, 20. Keep making noise. Keep making noise. Yeah. With this, and some of y'all won't, but listen, let me clear my throat. Oh, have mercy, babe. Ha! I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat. Let me dedicate one out to everybody here in Bahama Bay in Philadelphia. Here we go now, check it out. Stop to the rhythm of the funky vibe, so I can get busy just one more time to the beat. And you don't quit. It's that old school rap with that new school hit. Need a pipe and pick a pimp up a cool rap to rock, and I can still rip up the house every goddamn time. I get on the mic, I go crazy. Peace out to CeeLo, Flex, and Doug Lazy. I bet you never knew, but now you know. I'm the undisputed king of this disco, and I never let the mic magnetize me no more. Cause DJ Kool rip up the whole damn flow. Now I'ma rock around with the greatest of these, and swinging like a man on the fried Chinese. And if you don't like it, you grab on these. And now I need some help for the mic, so please. Yeah! Ha! So look at here. Check the flavor of the rhythm I wrote. And while I
get that lathering soap from Bella's Bars and Herbs, go to www.bellasbarsandherbs. Check it out, because she's where the lather reside, where the lather reside, where the lather reside, where the lather reside. All right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. It's Helen's almost favorite part of the show. It is what day it is.
What day it is.
Uh-oh. See, y'all are coming in late. Can't never be in time. It's like black folks.
I was trying to catch my breath because I was outside walking as I'm doing the show, and it started pouring out of nowhere, and I'm halfway around the block, so I had to, like, jet back, and I got on slide, so I'm trying not to fall at the same time. So,
Dwayne, it's a wet T-shirt contest in the block.
I see. Somebody happy. Somebody has.
All the boys out there looking out there want to talk about who's shucking, ducking, quack, quack.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no quack, quack, man, to get kicked.
All right, y'all. So, all right, let's get into what day it is, y'all. We only got one actual item for today, which is actually rare. It's only one thing. So, we're gonna hit up the one item that it is for today. So, today is National Tortilla Chip Day.
Okay.
That's it. Ain't nothing
okay.
else. So,
I
Helen,
like
you got.
Chips.
Matter of fact, Helen, I'm about to say, you got some of them in there, so go in there and get, you know, open up your jar of queso and get your chip in there real quick. Hey, you in there?
Big fat.
All right, so since we don't have any other things going on for this day, the production manager gave us a list of birthdays for the month of February, so we're just going to go over some. I'm gonna just hit some of the highlights, some of the most important ones to me. So let's go down this list. Let's start at the top. Oh man, this is a good list of birthdays, production manager. So on February 1st, we got Langston Hughes and Dennis Edwards. Those are two powerful people. If you don't know who they are, you're not black. Mm-hmm. February the 4th, we got Rosa Parks. February the 5th, we got Hank Aaron. February the 7th, we got Chris Rock. February the 8th, we got Gary Coleman. Shout out to my brother that's about the same height as me. Now let me stop playing. February the 12th, we got Arsenio Hall. February 17th, we got Michael Jordan. February 18th, we got Toni Morrison. February 19th, we got Smokey Robinson. February 20th, we got Rihanna and Sidney Poitier. February 21st, we got Nina Simone. February 22nd, we got Dr. Julius Erving. February the 23rd, we got W.E.B. Du Bois. February 24th, we got Floyd Mayweather Jr. February 25th, we have Rashida Jones. The 26th, we got Erykah Badu and Fats Domino.
Hey.
And then February the 29th, we got, we were just talking about him, Helen. We got Ja Rule February the 29th.
We sure was just talking to him. We actually should have listened to him earlier, too.
So shout out to all the birthdays that's out there, man. Shout out to...
As a matter of fact, let's put out a couple of rest in pieces to a couple of those people, bro.
What's that?
Let's say a couple of rest in peace to a couple of those people.
Yeah, recent rest in pieces, too. We just lost, Hank Aaron?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just lost Hank Aaron, so definitely a rest in peace. Who else? We lost anybody else recently that was on that list?
Off that list? Off that
list?
I think Toni Morrison, right?
Yeah, Toni Morrison, too, recently. Yeah, you're right. So a couple of rest in pieces out there, man. And here's the thing. I was sitting back thinking to myself, man, and I am a product of this as well. So when I say this, I'm talking to myself before I'm talking to anybody else in the audience, man. As Black people, man, we definitely got to give our people who make it their just due and their just dessert. I mean, because it's hard. Like, and I tell people like this, it's hard to be successful out here and be Black at the same time. There's so many pitfalls, so many avenues, so many things that people are looking for us to fail. So when we make it, or when we have people who actually make it and get somewhere and do something positive, like let's make sure that we try to give them as much love, support, and encouragement. Because this, man, listen, you got people wanting us to fail just because we woke up in the morning. So we definitely got to try to make sure that we pass.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. So I gotta ask this question because I saw this earlier. So I'm gonna post this to the people. If you want to get involved in this one, I definitely would like for you to call in. Again, the number is 563-999-3090. But I know this list is gonna be small, so we're gonna start a list. And the production manager, if you are available, you post this question to the wall of Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, wherever you want to put it. Let me know the feedback. Put it on Twitter. Let's see the feedback you get. So this question came from Avant today. Here's what the question was. Who can show up to your house unannounced?
Nobody.
Listen, that's exactly what my answer was on the phone. Nobody.
I was trying to tell you. Look here.
I would say if you ain't got a key, don't you bring your ass in. Don't show up. But, you know what I mean? Even if you do got a key, you better give your heads up.
Let me tell you, I think that is the number one unwritten rule in the Black community.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't pop up because I ain't answering the door. If I don't know you coming, I'm not answering my door. And then
okay.
I forgot one time.
Go ahead.
No, I forgot I had somebody coming. Well, the internet people coming to fix my internet one time. I forgot they was coming. And I didn't answer. Boy, they seen it. They seen everything.
You don't look out the peephole or nothing.
No, I'm too short. I'm too short. Most of the polls I can't reach.
You don't yell out, hello, who is it? None?
I assumed it was my mama because that's the only one that comes to my house. Like, legit, so back home, that's the only person
you
that comes to my...
You was just going to be ass naked in front of your mama, just like that.
Yeah, she done had to wash my ass, change my diet. She done seen everything I got when I had my surgery. She had to wash my ass. So, yes. Yes.
Still no. Still no.
Now, let me tell you, I left my mama banging on the door. Cause here's why. Let me tell y'all why, fans that's listening. My mama used to say shit like, if don't close no doors around here. You want to close doors? Get your own goddamn house.
Right.
My mama had all the shit that my mama used to say when I was a kid always referred back to, if you want to be able to do that shit, get your own place, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I got my own place, she decided to show up on a Saturday morning at like 11 a.m. while I'm sitting on the couch butt naked getting ready for college football. So you know what I did? I left my ass sitting right there knocking at the door. Even though we live like 5 houses down from each other, don't come knocking on my shit.
See, look. Either way, I was still like that because I used to be the one. I used to try to pop up at my grandma's house and fucked around a couple of times. I done popped up. She wasn't there. I was mad as shit.
Why black folks be mad? They pop up to somebody's house unannounced and then be mad because the motherfucker wasn't there. That is truly a black person.
Nah, see, but it's my grandmama's house, so I already know. Most of the time, she be the front host. It just was those couple of days, she just wasn't up there. I was mad as hell because I was hungry.
You know what? The worst thing, though, was when I was younger, we was in high school. We was at the bus stop one morning. It's early. Y'all, somebody Rottweilers had got loose, and all we heard was growling, and they took off after us. So we ran in my auntie's house. Lord, guard our eyeballs, because my uncle was in there on the couch, butt, booty, bone, ass, naked. My uncle ain't no little man. My uncle, folks, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I will never run in nobody's house again after that.
For one, Mason, let's put it like this. That was in the country, wasn't it?
Of course.
Because ain't no major city or in a city got their goddamn door open.
Well, see,
at
you
that time
see
in the morning.
At that point in time, you know, that's my cousin's house or whatever. So they just came to the bus stop. So the way it's set up, it was like their house was in the front, our house was behind it, and our other it's like all family around there or whatever.
Yeah,
so we weren't even pressed because we already know you coming anywhere over here, that ass gets stumped by the entire family.
See, that's
right,
that's
but yet again,
that's the difference between living in the country and the big city. That you can't leave no doors open. My wife yelling at me regularly. Nigga, if you don't lock that door, I'm like, listen, you gotta understand. I'm from a country where it wasn't no necessary thing to have to lock the doors when we was coming up. Like, now, down here in South Florida, man, you better lock doors, close the windows,
lock the windows.
Put a bear trap in the chimney. Like, these niggas will come in through the electric socket if they can, bro. Like, I just...
See,
like, bro.
See, where, I'm,
when I
where you, I live at, man.
Here, it's the best works.
See, the thing is where I live at now, it's not that... It's, I don't know. There probably is some B&E's going on around here that I just don't know. But I ain't never... I wasn't part of it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not privy to that, but I don't think that nobody that crazy to come in my shit.
Bruh,
so
you got people.
I done fell asleep a number of times where, you know what I'm saying, where it's, I'm just on the couch and the damn front door is open, not open, but unlocked. I done fell asleep one motherfucking morning. I woke up and my damn car keys is in the damn door.
All right, guys,
I forgot to take the keys out of the door.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We got to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to see if Helen finally figured out how to do her commercial the right way. We'll be right back. After
no,
the
y'all don't
commercial.
Know what
I'm saying. All right. Public service announcement. What it is. If your chain hang low, okay, then you a certified stunner.
That's right.
Certified boss.
A boss?
Young job.
Who?
Jibs.
What?
Drop that hook. Here you go.
Heaven on earth, where you will leave looking good, feeling good, and smelling good. From your dreamy eyes and succulent lips down to your naturally glowing skin, made with handmade natural products that enhance your inner beauty and nourish your skin. It's time to love on you and unleash your inner goddess. Shop fallenangelcosmetics.com so you too can get the looking good, feeling good, and smelling good.
Oh, D, that shit almost sounds sexy, boy. She worked on
it. I'm saying. I know. You don't even wrote a new one.
Did you see it too?
Yes, sir. I've been working on it. I rewrote this thing like 12 times.
Listen, one thing that we as black folks have to understand when you're dealing with a person who is trying to grow their brand. Don't look at everybody who got somebody about to drop a mill on them and they got a marketing company and advertisement and all these big firms behind it. That ain't the same. When a person is trying to build their stuff, look at the gradual steps that they make to get to where they get to. That real grind is different than that fake grind.
You're right.
All right. Okay. All right, we got another question for tonight. All right, if you want to call in and answer this one, because I know this one's gonna be kind of interesting because we're talking about the panel. All right, so if you want to call in and get on this, the number is 563-999-3090. Helen, I told you I had some music that's a banger tonight, didn't I?
No, snap now.
All right, so here's the question. If you know me, what is the worst? My attitude, my mouth, my facial expression, or my tone. So we're gonna start with D first. Helen, since you done got to know D, what would you say which of his worst ones? his attitude, his mouth, his facial expression, or his tone?
I've never seen D, so I'm going to go with his mouth. And I say that because, no, it's a good thing because you're very intellectual. So I already know once you get going off and hitting niggas with it, you're going to hurt something. You're going to hurt feelings. So, I'm going to stick with what I say. I'm going to go with your mouth.
I'm gonna go with his mouth too, because when I tell you, like, that boy smart, that boy, he is not when I tell you, I don't watch this dude sit back. I don't watch this dude have a conversation and be in trouble and not only talk himself out of trouble, but then have a person who said he was in trouble think they in trouble.
Yeah. I got it. You know, that's a gift. But when you running around getting your ass whooped for shit, then you know what I mean? You gotta learn how to talk yourself out of some shit.
You right, because baby, being the oldest, I had to talk myself out of the ass cutting. Go ahead.
Shut up, Helen. Her attitude, not so much. I'm agree. It's her facial expression. And here's why. Because she won't say nothing. She won't do nothing. But, like, she won't even have an attitude. But when you say something, like, her facial reaction to it is so quick. Like, if you don't catch it within them 3 seconds, you wouldn't even know it was an issue. Like, you'd have been like, oh, me and her good. Because you didn't see the face that she gave you when you said that dumb shit. But, baby, when I tell you, if looks can kill, yeah, her facial expression does that.
And I have no control over them. Like I have no, I won't even know I'm doing it. People be like, yo, what was with that facial expression? What facial expression? But, yeah, I know mine is my facial expression.
All right, so we're gonna give y'all one more guess. So let me go ahead and read it again. So, what's the worst part of me? So now they're talking about me, my attitude, my mouth, my facial expression, or my tone.
I'm gonna go all of the above. I'm gonna go straight all of the above. I'm surprised you didn't say all of the above.
Yeah,
but
I'm
gonna
say all of the above as well.
You gotta pick one.
You gotta pick one.
If I'm gonna go with one, I'll probably say his mouth because he be talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
He'll start talking shit to you, and then the attitude will come out. Then with the attitude of his whole facial expression with the shit, so I already be knowing. I do it to piss him off.
hey, let me tell you, man. Helen, and I love D, because D would see me having a great fucking day. I would be having a great day. And he would come and just say the dumbest shit to get me fired up.
It always started with North Carolina. You always with a target.
And see, and that's why I give the his mouth is the exact reason. Like, when we're talking about certain topics, I go off the other end because I know it's going to get him fired up.
That's what you're saying. I do it just because.
Exactly. I know it's going to get him fired up. So I go the opposite way.
Why do y'all want me fired up? Why y'all just want to let me be calm and collective and sit in the cut?
Because you so passionate. So
no,
when we do
no,
it,
no.
He gets passionate
do it,
about certain subjects.
You want to know why I do it? I do it because you do it to me. So, fuck it. It's an eye for eye, bro.
Listen, especially if we know one of our sports teams, we were so horrible when it came to sports, right? If we knew one of our sports teams lost that night, we avoid each other till about lunchtime.
I email him the score. While you watching it.
Like, this dude petty, man. When I tell y'all Dwayne is petty.
See, the thing is like his basketball team, I really don't know what it is because you watch them all. I can't really say what's his main NBA team, but if North Carolina was having a bad day, I was a Duke fan. I ain't care. I'm not even a Duke fan. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a
Duke fan,
right?
That day. Yes. I'm a Syracuse and Michigan fan.
Right. Let my Tar Heels have a loss. And they go, whatever school that was that beat us, he know they hold rock when he come to work in the morning.
Oh yeah, hell yeah. I'm straight up. I'm doing everything. I don't even motherfucking Google the coach.
Man, good listen, time. When I tell y'all, man, it was like, it's a joy to have people around you who know you, but who's honest. Like, because, like, it's funny because, like, me and him, like, I tell you, like, especially, like, when Boston and the Yankees were good at the same time, bruh, when they were playing each other, whoever won that next day, we already know, bruh. Like, just don't say nothing to me. Don't look at me.
Oh, man. that dude a high. During breakfast, just cause, like I wouldn't. And then this. Now hold on. This is how he knew how petty I was. If I didn't see him during breakfast and I ate, and I used to do dumb shit. I'd drive around to the back to his fucking office. They'd be like, "Oh, you didn't see him? He just went inside." I'm like, "Oh, you fat motherfucker." Then he'll act like I won't walk through the kitchen. I'll walk straight through the kitchen just to see him. Just to look at him. Just to let him know. You know what it is. That's what it is.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. He couldn't hide. And then at lunch, he'll be like, he'll go to his room for lunch. Just because he know. He knew better. He knew what time I'd go to lunch. I'll see him riding by me in the truck. He'll take the defect truck and just ride for a whole hour.
I turn both those little subwoofers all the way on hot so I can't even hear him calling for them. ain't no bass in that bitch. It's all treble.
Oh, and you know I was hitting you up on the goddamn radio, too, so it doesn't matter.
Ooh, y'all say nothing but trouble.
And here's the crazy part, right? No, for all of them dudes that want to sit out there and bet, these dudes wouldn't even do their bet sheet until they stood outside and had a conversation with me and D.
Oh, yeah. Because we used to just sit there and bullshit all the time, so they already knew. They already knew that's what it was until the dude came with the sports book and he was over there jerking motherfuckers. I was like, nah, you'll never get $20 of mine. Never.
Bruh, I had a good year that year though.
Nah, when the dude from the electrician that was doing the shit first, I think was the electrician or was he a plumber? I don't know, but I know that motherfucker. I know he was jerking motherfuckers with his grids. I was like, nah. He was like, man, I ain't fucking with you, bro.
Wouldn't nobody really gonna win his book. All right, guys, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got other topics to get into. So we'll be back.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Bust it.
Uh-huh. Remix, remix,
right.
Wax, juvenile, skip,
right.
Holla back.
Where
is town at? ATL at? Miami, Lil Hayden, Lauderdale. Y'all hear that? Know your clap. Y'all hear that? Know your clap. I say that you gon' do that thing, boy, please believe. If not, we'll make it hard for you bitches to breathe. One thing about it, ghost keeps them up the sleeve. You and Skip attack the boards while I plug them with three. Every stash spot I got, I stuff it with G. Fuck a chain and a whip, that'll fuck up my sleeves. I'd rather ride around in my hoop than blowing on trees. With two heaters in my lap, up in 400 degrees. Man, fuck juvenile. Nah, nigga, that's my dog. Say that shit again, I whack all y'all. Get on some mob shit, smack all y'all. Probably get on that rob shit and crack all y'all. I ain't never talk sideways, I put you on the highway. How you sweating in the chicken coop like Tokyo Friday? Catching that know you had you running on the driveway. Trying to gun you down, shooting that shit, you can tie you.
Where them Bay at? To LA at? Where them Tech? Where them Nines? Where them Kings at? Y'all hear that know you clap?
West Coast, what's up?
Y'all hear that know you clap?
West Side, what's up?
Way and Y at, Y and J at, Philly, Philly, DC, VA at. Y'all hear that, know your clap?
East Coast, what's up?
Y'all hear that, know your clap?
East Side, what's up?
I'm straight Holly Grove, you know that. But I'm old school, Fisher Project, like a throwback. Now I told you, now you know that. You ain't welcome here. You ain't see I'm gone on my dough mat. So stupid, why? You ain't abide by that. If I catch you on my porch, you gon' die by that.
Right there,
by them leaves. Go and lie by that. Right side of that dough.
Big Bap and Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC. Advocating to rebuild the bridge between natural remedies and modern medicine by sharing knowledge of natural healing with love for the mind, body, and spirit, and providing certified organic source ingredients for your personal holistic health, beauty, and wellness needs. Visit ashemporiumet.com. All right, let me get the crew back in here real quick, because y'all know we finna get into some other stuff. So one of the things I was reading today, because I've been noticing that there's been a lot of, you know, criminal cases in the system dealing with wealthy people. So here's the question that I have to y'all as a panel. Do y'all think when it comes to crimes being committed, the amount of money or the fame that a person has should be considered with the court system?
Fuck no.
No.
Because, you know, and the reason why I brought this up is because I was watching a podcast, and I don't really watch too many people that I don't like too often, but sometimes I feel like you have to understand where they're coming from, or at least see where they're coming from. So I was watching this podcast of Candace Owens, and she was talking about the reason why she doesn't feel like black people get an unfair situation when it comes to going to court or the criminal justice system, is because if a wealthy person goes into court and they have the certain amount of money to pay to get them off, then that is readily acceptable or should be acceptable. And to me, I don't feel like because if you have money or fame, that because you paid an amount of money, that serves as your, time served for the crime that you committed. I don't think that's relevant. Like, to me, I don't see, like, the monetary amount that you can afford to pay a judge or a lawyer or the system to get off from a crime. I just don't, to me, that's a slap in the face to everybody else who got to go in there and wait in that musty-ass courtroom anyway.
Right. But, listen, man, that whole money, most of the people... Oh, man, listen, man, I got a lot of people, you know what I mean? I got a lot of homeboys. I got family members, you know what I mean? Like, that took time that these wealthier people that got off for. You know what I'm saying? For the same shit. For the same amount of weight. For the same amount of, you know what I'm saying, guns and everything. So, but most of the time, they be going to court and they be getting off on these gun charges.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know what I'm saying? As a people, you know what I mean? As black people, you know what I mean? That's what we get trapped up in. That's what we get caught up in. You know, all those gun charges, those little petty crimes, little weed charges, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like the whole when the pills and everything was popping, you know what I'm saying? And everything, you know what I mean? They was just saying, oh, cool. It's all, you know what I'm saying? Like weed and everything, oh, cool. Lock all the niggas up. So they found out that their son, their daughter was over there popping pills, ODing and doing all this shit, you know what I mean? Snorting it, shooting it, and mixing it with heroin. Oh, wait, hold on. We got to get them. We got to go get them some help. Wait, hold on. You rather get, you'll help your own and put the others away. And don't even rehabilitate them. So you put those people away. Don't give them no rehabilitation. You know what I mean? Whatever. And as soon as they come back out of, you know what I'm saying, from incarceration, they go right back to what they know and what they've been doing. But yet again, Daniel and Danielle, I'm just using some random white names. They just don't matter. they done went to all the rehab spots there is. You know what I'm saying? They done had 4 or 5 chances at rehab before they got to do 6 months.
Yeah.
But yet again, they got to do 6 months. Hold on. They do 6 months. That's a year and a half. And you get home, you come home on that year, and you got 6 months on paper. Just so they know that you're going to fucking piss hot, so they could throw you back in, make you run that 6 months off inside. And that's what creates the revolving door. And then each person that they put in there, that's a paycheck from the government. So it's the crazy thing. That's what it is, man. I don't know, man. I got too many family members and homeboys that got mixed up in the same shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's a sore point for me. So hello. You got anything to say on that?
Nah, I agree with everything y'all saying. Like,
don't know what happened, guys. Somehow we got disconnected, but we're still here. But no, what I was saying is, I don't believe in just defunding the police. I believe in defunding the entire criminal justice system. I feel like it needs to be rewritten. It needs to be reworked, retooled, re-understood because...
Re-everything.
This system that we currently have in place is designed to keep people in the revolving door of criminal justice. And, you know, it's like, okay, if we take, you know, it's like this. Okay, if we take out stop and frisk, then we add gun charges. But if we take out gun charges, then we add additional drug charges. If we relax the gun charges, then, you know, we go back and then we add traffic violations. Like, it's like what it's a money game, it's a numbers game, but it's a game, and I don't want us to continue to have to play the game. Either just say, listen, niggas is just going to be considered illegal in this country or not, or make this system fair and make this system understandable, because it's so ever changing. And then the legal code system, the penal code system, is so extensive. You get in there for one charge, and then by the time they get done, they done elicited 38 other charges on the charge sheet, mm-hmm. just because you didn't know in that municipality that was a charge. So now you serving time for dark. Okay, so you get pulled over for a busted taillight, all right? So then they find out you got a warrant. So now you serving time for a busted taillight. Then they find out that your tent was too dark, so now you can't afford to pay the ticket for the tent, so they give you 2 more days for that. And then all of a sudden you look up, you got 45 days in jail for levels of bullshit because you can't pay a fine, so they give you the jail time that's equivalent to it. So now you got all these multiple charges on you. So now when you're being looked at, you're being scrutinized, when something real comes down the pipe, they're going to look at giving you so much more time because it looks like you're a repeat criminal because you have all these bullshit charges. The system has to change.
Right, you know what I mean? Like, in my town, my township, driving without a license, you will get 5 tickets. Hmm. All of them will equal up to about $900.
Ooh, I ain't got it.
and that's how they run the game. And that's how they run.
No, I'm dead. You know what I'm saying? Like the driving without a license ticket alone is, let's see how much. That's what? 250. That's low balling. So that's it's about like 350 just for driving without a license. Then you get the reckless endangerment. You know what I'm saying? That's probably, if they being cool that day, they'll probably give you the light charge on that, the light code on that. So that's about 100 and some change. Then probably find the person in the car that has a license. That's another 250. And then they just give you the ticket just for the motherfucker stopping you. Probably for speeding or making a legal turn or turning without a blinker, you know what I'm saying, without your blinker on, or braking too hard, or whatever the fuck they feel like, you know what I'm saying, whatever they stopped you for. And it depends on what that is. And that's about, man, that's another 150 to 250. So, you know what I mean? If you add all that shit up, that's about $100.
Okay, they got to get their money. All right, y'all, before we go into commercial break, let me get this in because I want to hear y'all opinion before we go to commercial break. So Johnson & Johnson is getting ready to release its vaccine. And one of the things that they're touting about this vaccine is that it's 100% effective for minimizing people having to go to being hospitalized, and it's 100% effective against death. Now, I don't like anything that says 100% because I feel like you're lying straight from the jump, but what's y'all take on it?
Wait. Also, it's a single shot. It's a single dose.
Yeah, and it's a single shot.
Because everybody else is a double dose.
Yeah.
Right.
At my job... I already told everybody at my job I'm not taking it. They're giving it out at my job, and I'm like, nah, I'm good. I work for Pfizer. It's the Pfizer drug that they're giving. I'm not taking shit. So, yeah, I'm good.
He works for the company, and he ain't taking that shit.
Well, I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Not to say, like, oh, I was there. You know what I mean? Nah, I'm just saying, like, it's just not happening for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with it. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all could cure this shit, but goddamn, chicken pox is still running rampant. So,
well, for me though, when I look at it, like, I look at, you know, for me, I ain't got over the fear of everything that they've done over the course of the years. Johnson & Johnson was known for their products having cancer-causing agents in it, and their products was predominantly, you know, for babies. So I'm not there yet. I'm just not sold. And I know people are like, oh, you know, we can't look at what they did in the past. Yes, the fuck we can. I'm sorry. Like,
right.
I'm one of those people. I'm not easy to forget. Like, I'm a Taurus. I can hold on to a grudge for the rest of my life. So until I see something better and know something better, I'm not gonna be easily sold on that. So all right, guys.
Let me put it like this. I'm gonna treat the vaccine like I treat video game systems. I don't get the first generation of none of them.
Exactly. That's why I say I'ma watch the lab rats. All these people out here that's taking, I'ma watch them. I got a couple on my friends list that I'm paying attention to because they done got the shot. So I be going on the page lurking, trying to see if they done post any update or something. Like,
normally the second shot. They say it's the second shot that be fucking people up. So yeah.
We gotta get this quick commercial break in, guys. We'll be right back after this. I ain't playing with these two fools tonight.
Type of people made the club get many a day has passed, the night has gone by, but still I find the time to put that bomb off in your eyes. Total chaos for these playoffs. Thought we was amps and we're taking another route to represent the Dungeon family like Grey Day. Me and my nigga decide to take the back way. We stabbing every city, then we headed to that back cave. ATL, Georgia, what do we do? Fall ya. Bulldogging hoes like them Georgetown Hawkins. Boy, you trying to steal it, think my room is sitting pretty. Doing donuts while you suckers like some suckers on Ron Titus. Damn, we the committee, gon' burn it down. But us gon' bust you in the mouth with the chorus now. Say, anyway, but anyhow, went and died, went on out and bought it, cause I thought it would be jamming, but examined all the flaws, shit, walk it, off it, sand and it's costly, but that's all shit, wrote, and I hope I never have to float in that boat, up Shit's Creek, it's sweet, it's the last quote that I wanna hear when I'm going down, when all said and done, and we got a new Joe in town, when the record player get to skipping and slowing down, all y'all can say is them niggas earn that crown, but until then.
Y'all, if y'all want to get some good food, y'all want to grub good, hit up SEB Catering. They got lunch specials for $10 every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Hit up 561-425-2519. Get your grub on, eat good, drink nice. All right, guys, we're getting ready to do my new favorite segment. We brought this in. We kicked it off last week, so we're going to add it back again. Black people are dope. So I'm going to let y'all, I'm going to go first because I know who I got. I'm going to let y'all figure out who y'all want to talk about. But since we just had a group that went diamond, on this day in 1999, Lauryn Hill collected 5 Grammys for her solo debut album, only album. And not only that, she won Album of the Year and Best New Artist, and I want to celebrate her because that album has now since gone diamond. So congratulations again to Miss Lauryn Hill for going diamond. Black People Are Dope. That album killed. She sung, she rapped, she produced, she did everything on that album. So I want to give her much shout out because, you know, black people are dope. Dwayne, Helen, who y'all got for tonight?
I got myself. Black people dope. Talk about myself, man. Look, I done defeated and overcame so many obstacles. And even during those trying times when I didn't have, I still gave back. I found a way to give back and help people that needed help. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm dope. I'm dope because I don't only think about me, you know what I'm saying? I try when I can to look out for others, and I still continue to push through even when it feels like the world is crashing down on me. And I'm dope.
That's what's up. D, you got somebody?
No, I don't.
All right, well, I got one for you, D. Let me give you one, D. I got one for you. Naomi Osaka, tonight, about an hour and a half ago, Forbes put out that Naomi Osaka broke the single season record in tennis for earning an endorsement for a female tennis star. She raked in $37.4 million in the year of 2020 as a tennis star and endorsement. So give it up to a black girl finally getting on top because they never let Serena get there. Or we going to give Osaka her just due.
Yeah, she's on what? She's 20-something?
I think she like 20. She in her early 20s.
23?
Yeah. Yeah, she in her early 20s. But I want to give her some love, though, because, you know, a lot of people don't know, like, you know, she turned down American citizenship to, you know, be to represent Japan in the Olympics. That's why she's now recognized as a Japanese citizen, because she wanted to represent her family's native land, you know, because she's half Japanese and half Haitian. And so she did not, you know, even though she was born in America, she gave up that citizenship to represent Japan. So, mad shout out, mad love. And definitely, and the thing I like about her so much is, like, she's made sure that for this young generation of superstars that's out there, she's really used her voice and her platform to really push forward the things that she want to talk about. Like, she stood firm with Black Lives Matter, even though she was in Japan and touring all over the world doing her tennis thing, but she stood strong with that and a few other things, man. So, I'm just, for me, you know, now that we're becoming the older statesmen of the world now, you know, pushing 40 and, you know, getting older, I'm so proud of the generation of, you know, 15 to about 25, 30 right now. They're really being very vocal about what it is that they want to have, what they want to do, and what they want to see the world turn into. So, man, shout out to them, man. Like, major shout out. All right, let's see what else we got over here, because I think we only got a few topics left here. So let's see what else we got here. I think that's all I got for tonight. So I don't think I got anything else that I specifically wanted to talk about. So, guys, we got about 6 minutes before we get ready to close out the show. So if you want to call into the show, the number is 563-999-3090. If you have any questions for me or the crew, feel free to throw your questions out there. Helen, Dwayne, we are coming back this Friday. We are, now that I got my energy up. For those of y'all who don't know, me, Helen, the crew, all of us, we went through COVID. We still kept putting shows out there. We still kept grinding. We still kept hustling. But if it sounded like our energy was off, if it sounded like we wasn't giving it, you know, 130%, you know, how people be lying and shit, like, well, I'm giving it 1,000% or whatever.
We was down.
Yeah, that wasn't the case.
We was trying.
Listen, I was ready to power. I was down and bad. You know what I mean? I checked in on you.
It was bad. I'm just getting back to me.
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? I was over there in that open air state of y'all's, you know what I mean? Wear your fucking mask. Put it out.
It ain't even that, bro. They don't wanna shut nothing down here.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let me read these two things that the production manager just sent me, right? So here's the first one, right? So it says, how social media works. Me, I prefer mangoes to oranges. Random person. So basically what you're saying is that you hate oranges. You also failed to mention pineapples, bananas, and grapefruit. Educate yourself. Listen, this is why I hate social media.
That's people.
You can put up something and they will find absolutely nothing that got to do with the fuck you talking about and come on. And then here's the crazy part. Come on your post and say the dumbest shit and then expect for you to be understanding of the dumb shit.
And yeah. Oh, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's them. That's them all the way. Can we hold on? I know you got another one to read, but baby, we ain't even touched on this tonight, and I've been waiting on it. The lady that robbed the bank in the electric wheelchair down here, bro.
I'm trying to figure out how she got away.
Okay, first off, she was a crackhead. Okay, so I read that whole story. So first off, she was a crackhead, right? So I don't really think she stole $100. What happened was she went into the bank, right? And so she had overdraft protection or something on her account, and she was trying to tell the bank teller how they messed it up or whatever. So then she just caused a whole ruckus. I mean, acted a whole donkey about $100. Was like, oh, you trying to keep my money, whatever. So from what I'm understanding, the bank teller gave her the $100 just so they can get her out of the thing. That's how I'm reading it. And then they ended up calling the police because they basically marked the bill so they could make sure that the police got the money back or whatever. But so I don't really know if they stole the money or if they just gave her the money. But when they found her, she was still in the wheelchair. They found her with a crack pipe, the $100 bill, and some other shit.
Either way, how she get out of there?
Listen, didn't nobody want to deal with that strong ass crackhead. Boy, crackheads don't fall.
She in a fucking wheelchair.
Listen. She had
push the wheelchair over, man.
Not push
the wheelchair over, man.
Yo,
I'm sorry,
felt it because
man.
I don't want to be
insensitive to the handicap, but push the motherfucker over.
No, but
she ain't got no gun.
She ain't had no weapon.
We had a crackhead back home. She wasn't even in a motorized wheelchair. She was in one of the ones she wheeled with her arms. And she would go to the gas station because she wanted beer. So she would try to get money from people. And when they told her no, she would spit on them and stuff. So one day we was there, and the guy had told her no, and she spit on them and threw something at him or something. He flipped the wheelchair over. I ain't never hollered so hard in my life, y'all. I knew that day
you
I was going to
right.
hell.
Man, listen, I probably would have kicked that shit over, too. Never again. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh.
You spit on me. That's a death sentence for one. You spit on me. Two, you do something on me. Oh yeah.
You spit on me. I got to whoop your ass.
That's
all right,
assault.
Y'all.
That's
a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're gonna wrap up the show. So we will be right back after this quick commercial break.
What that bitch got all that ass for?
Yeah,
Man, pull that hoe over. That bitch got to get a ticket.
Whoop, whoop. Pull over, that ass too fat. Whoop, whoop. Pull over, that ass too fat. Whoop, whoop. Pull over.
Twerking and motherfuckers walking by the window. I was like, oh, let me sit my ass down.
Close them goddamn curtains or blinds, man. What's wrong with you?
Man. Look. I was in my zone. I was working, and then a certain song came on, and it just happened. You know what I'm saying? It was Juvenile Back That Ass Up, and you know, once that beat dropped, it's a rap. There ain't nothing you can do. The body go by itself. Yeah.
Take it over for the
99-2000.
And then that hump come in the back, that arch go in the back, and that thing just start going by itself.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be some twerking songs, even when some of us is 60, 70, 80, 90 years old. Them songs drop, boy, listen, all I'm going to tell them is get the Ben Gay and the Jarrett song. It's just certain songs for y'all women to lose y'all ever loving mind when them songs come on.
I'm trying to tell you, and Juvenile Back That Ass Up is my number one song. I don't care where I'm at. I used to pull over on the side of the road just to, me and my cousins, we pull over on the side of the road and just hop out.
Okay. All right, y'all. Well, y'all know we made it to that time, so let's go ahead and do what we do best. All right, guys, let's go ahead and wrap up the show. So we're gonna go with the mistress of the show first. So Miss Helen, give us your closing words for the night.
Man, y'all go out there and be great. Don't let nobody stop your greatness. Don't let nobody block your dreams. Don't let nobody tell y'all can't do something. And don't let fear get in y'all way. Keep pushing it. Keep going. Y'all have a good night.
Dean, what you got, player?
Man, humble. Just be humble, man. Humble yourself. That's it, man. I really ain't got too much with that. You know what I mean?
I just wanted to be petty. I ain't mute you the whole show, so I just had to do it one time.
I'm
like, bro, I can't have a quick board the whole show and not do it at least one time.
And the whole time, I'm just over here saying, be humble to you. You know what I mean? Just humble yourself, man. You know what I mean? No.
I got to fuck with you, man. I would be less of a man if I ain't fuck with you at least one time tonight, man.
It's cool.
All right, man, listen. Real talk, guys. Like I said, I'm gonna close the show the same way I started the show. Mental health is important. It's needed. And we have to understand that there are resources out here. So I'm going to give out a couple of resources that's out here. If you have depression or suffer from suicide, remember, hit #211. That's the hotline for that. So again, if you have suicidal thoughts or you suffer from depression and you don't feel like you got anybody out there that you can talk to, #211 is there for you. All right. We also have the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. So 1-800 number, so that's 1-800-273-8255. Again, if you feel like you're going through something and you don't have nobody that you can talk to, at least call that number and let them tell you what type of resources that they can get out there. And then also, if you're in crisis or you feel like you're going through some type of episode, you can text 741-741. Just text that, and a crisis counselor will respond back to you quickly, and they'll get you the necessary help and get some people on the line to get you dealt with. So, man, let's just make sure that as we're living and we're trying to be out here, just understand not everybody is going to have the same response that you have. Just because you respond to it positively, you don't know what they're going through. So don't assume because you were able to handle it, that they'll be able to handle it. Don't put who you are on them. And one of the things I read, and I'm making this a challenge to do in my life, because me and my wife often talk about mental health, and I'm going to close with this. When a person comes to you to tell you about the issues that they're dealing with, don't make it about what you feel. Listen to them. Hear them. Let them get it out of their system. Sometimes they just need somebody to talk to. But if you make it about them, if you make it about you, sometimes you miss the opportunity to help them. And I'm not just saying that for you guys. I'm also saying that for myself, because that's one of my challenges that I'm making for myself, that when people come to me in need, I'm going to make sure that I take the time to hear what they have going on. And don't just be ready to rebut and say things, because sometimes our ears need to be the biggest focus when we're dealing with people with mental issues or mental health issues than using our mouth. All right? So I love y'all. I'll holler.
Hey, shout, I like the way your ass hit up. I'm only whispering cause I'm just trying to fuck. Ooh, go move that ass, give a G a chance. So let me close the gap in your pants. I can tell you a freak by the way that you dance. Yeah, triple A bag, I'm a grown man. You heard me, you fucking with a grown man. Hold your legs up, baby, scream my name like a fan. Shh, you ain't got nothing to say. Hold on, little baby, it's okay, KK. Hey, some say you're wrong for fucking a nigga, bitch. The same niggas will do the same shit. Suck my dick quick, get me rich quick. Take this good ass thug and I help the nice dick. I'm icy like Gucci, I'm busting the Uzi. Going in the pussy, I don't fuck with the booty. When I'm in the bed, still carry my tool. Do the Paris Hilton and make a porno movie. I'm groovy like motherfucking Austin. Look at all the deep brows and draws that I'm dropping.
This is the white remix. This is the white remix. Hey girl, this is the white remix. Cause you couldn't get enough. Like BM, 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 BM.
give amazing head. Backside a little softer than a baby's ass. Now that's wild soft. I let a rich nigga hit it on his golf cart.
I got a young dude.
And that was my fault. I let him see me in my brown and my bar shorts. Now for the freaks in here, it's the remix. Putting it down with the yin yang twins. But last night I fell in love with the OG. He crept up on me, and that's what he told me. He said,
"That's the white remix. That's the white remix. Hey girl, that's the white remix. Cause you couldn't get enough. Like bam, 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 bam. Couldn't get enough, couldn't get enough. Couldn't get enough, couldn't get enough. Couldn't get enough, couldn't get enough. Couldn't get enough,
baby.
Couldn't get enough.
Let me holler at you, shut it. Before I put my cup on your ass, you're looking like I could park my truck in your ass. Shorty, you should go ahead and clap that shit. But your big ass making me wanna slap that shit. You know what? Jump in my ride, let's slide and beat up the pussy and cook your little fish fillet fried. Now it's time to make you open wide. Like you dying to fuck like you ain't got no pride. I love it. I'll take you right along the well, sir.
Fuck you off the edge of the bed, landslide.
That's right. The way you freaky, I wanna hand glide all on your ass. You tryna give me head in my ride.
Shh, wait, chill, shh, quiet. Let me finish telling you what's going on.
Okay.
The way you love to do it, we can fuck to the song. And I'ma beat the pussy up until it's time to get gone.
And before I could end with what I was saying, she tried to put me on her friend. I told her, bring her.
I'm warning y'all once, that's it.
Wait till the both of you see my